Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Miss Graham?
Yeah.
Hi, Miss Graham, this is Aaron calling you from LMA Legal. How are you?
I'm okay, thanks.
That's good. Miss Graham, do you have roughly about 10, 15 minutes to have a chat to myself? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Just for the test, Miss Graham, can you confirm your address for me, please?
It's 100 A Primrose Hill, G389BU.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And just to let you know that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Graham, so just the purpose of my call is I just need to gather, obviously you are part of the investigation team now here at MMA. So my point of call is to basically gather some further knowledge on yourself regarding your time in care and how it's affected you, and also if it does still play an effect on you to this day. I'll also ask a series of questions, and then I'll confirm your care setting records with you, and obviously where you're registered with your doctors as well, so we can pull them records on yourself. And then I'll give you a summary on how the case is going to pan out for yourself moving forward, and I'll go over some legal fees with yourself, and then we'll be able to leave you to enjoy a nice Friday morning. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. So just to start off, Ms. Graham, by gathering the best knowledge you can about yourself, are you currently suffering from any mental health issues at the minute?
I am. I have depression and anxiety.
Okay. And how long have you been suffering with depression and anxiety for, Ms. Graham?
Since I was 15, so 2002.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that. Are you currently taking any antidepressants for it at the minute?
I am.
How long have you been taking antidepressants for?
On and off since I got diagnosed with depression.
As it, yeah. So was your diagnosis in 2002, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, this is Message Mr. Hill. My name is
James. Okay, and do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No.
Okay. One question I do have to ask you, Miss Graham, and I do apologise for asking, so as I said, it's just so I can gather the best knowledge you can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
I have in the past, yeah.
Okay. Was it, is that more so a yes to the self-harming or an attempt to take your own life?
I bet you both.
Is it? Okay. Could you possibly talk me through them unfortunate circumstances?
When I was younger, I got abused when I was 12 to when I was 16.
Yeah.
And it just got too much with the investigation and the police and everything, so it was just easier, obviously, like, if I wasn't here, basically.
Yeah, no, I am sorry to hear, obviously, that's the only kind of option for you at that moment.
Yeah.
Me, myself, obviously, I know I'm you know, in a law firm and whatnot, but I am human as well. I have had them that can't myself, and it's not the nice thing at all. So I can't hear my cancer as we do in that.
Yeah.
How long ago would you say that was?
What was that?
How long ago would you say that was?
When I was 22, so I'm trying to think.
About 16 years ago.
Yeah.
And when you say, you know, you've attempted to take your own life, what was it that you've done?
No, antidepressant.
So it was an overdose, was it?
Yeah, it was literally. I had to go to hospital and get my stomach pumped and stuff.
Yeah.
Alter the PSI, or if someone dies, then you get an immediate PSI sign. We'll take some of the fine dishes in the application.
Can you remember what hospital it was that you might have been admitted to?
No. It's the one in Edinburgh.
Is it a Royal Infirmary, is it?
Yes, it is. That's the one, yeah.
Just bear with me while I pull up the details of the hospital. How long would you say you was admitted in the hospital for?
2 days.
Okay, thank you very much for being open and honest with them questions. I do appreciate that, and obviously the more you are open and honest with ourselves, the more we can strengthen your case towards the Scottish Redress Scheme.
Yeah,
thank you for that. Am I able to grab the details of where you're registered at with your doctors, please?
No, King's Norton Surgery on Redditch Road, Birmingham.
Okay, did you say, what was it, King's?
King's Norton.
Could you spell that for me?
K-I-N-G-S.
Yeah.
N-O-R-T-O-N.
King's Norton, okay.
Yeah.
King, what was it, King's Norton?
Surgery.
And did you say that's in Birmingham?
Yeah.
Create a new doc. And then what you think should be what dog said, what you can do. Is then
that's like basically weird.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you can share that with me and Stu, and then we can file that under like client contact. So three things then you create a new template.
Yeah, did you say Redditch Road?
Yeah, Redditch Road.
Pop them into a client contact file. So we use that for like HR, any sort of accounting, any sort of training files, we have all that on a Google Drive. So if you want to at some point create some form of...
Okay, and how long have you been registered there for?
Share it with me and Stu.
What was that, sorry?
How long have you been registered at that surgery for?
Yeah,
about 5-6 years.
And I'm guessing
So do you want
your medical records to follow suit with you?
Well, I think it's going to be one on an individual document.
Okay, just to confirm your care settings, we have here that you was under Edinburgh Social Services. You was placed at, Nidri Main Road?
Obviously then when Stu comes in next week...
Was that foster care, was it?
Look, I think this is...
What was that, sorry?
Was that foster care that you was in?
No answer.
No, that was where I used to live. It was the Poor Bridge in Edinburgh where I was in foster care.
This is the, template for what you call the client. There's no answer. Any sort of...
I'll do a custom bank.
Any template is in the
Could you say that address for me again that you was in
for Bridge, it's G-O-R-E Bridge.
Is that one word or is it a space between?
No, it's all one word.
Is it okay? Was that the area or was that the road name, sorry?
That was the area. I didn't know the exact address.
Yeah.
I am waiting on paperwork for my grandmother.
Yeah.
Because she had all the paperwork for when I was in care, so...
Oh, has she? Okay. I think that's handy enough for yourself as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Because I can only remember bits of when I was in care.
Yeah.
I don't remember at all. I was only like 4.5, 5 when I was in care.
Yeah, no, I understand that. So the Gorebridge area is Mid Lothian Council. That's the local authority for Gorebridge.
Okay. Oh no, it's in Edinburgh. I don't even know exactly where.
Okay. I'll attach Edinburgh to your...
Midlothian, I know that.
Yeah.
Hi, this is a message from Mrs. Davidson, and my name is Jamie. I'm calling from MMA Legal in relation to your application to be Scottish.
Okay, and how, do you know roughly how long you were there foster care for?
I was there for about 6 or 7 months.
Okay, and was you only in foster care, or was you placed in any temporary residencies or children's homes?
I was placed in another home in Craigmullar. I know that, but I don't know how long I was there for.
Okay, and did anything happen to you at Craigmullar?
No.
Okay, so it's just more so your foster care setting?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that, especially in foster care as well. Obviously, it's somewhere that's obviously more independent than a more bigger setting, like a children's home and stuff. And obviously, you've wanted a place that kind of trust and dependency on them foster caring parents, haven't you? And unfortunately, it's tough a term, which is obviously why we're here to help you.
Well, I know that when after me and my little sister left foster care, they abused a little boy that was there, and then they got charged with that.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, so they were obviously like, I don't know what happened after that. It was my mum that told me.
Wow, okay. So do you not remember their names at all?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm waiting on paperwork.
Yeah.
So I can get all that information.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I know, it was a man and a woman, and there was me and my little sister, and then a little boy in a wheelchair that lived there.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so were you saying that they got charged? Is that obviously with the police being involved, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, would that be Edinburgh Police?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, and then just to confirm, we've got that address there of 237, was it flat 5, maybe?
Yeah, 237, yeah.
So that's where you lived before care?
No, that's where I was living before care and then after care. So
okay,
that was my mum's address.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just make out that now. 2, 3, 7, 5, 3. Okay. Would you know, do you know the name of your parents?
Yeah, Juliet, well, McPhillips now, but used to be Juliet Graham, and then Charles Graham.
Perfect. The only reason why I ask that is because obviously when we do request records on yourself, that there are some local authorities who sometimes we're finding out at the minute when we're requesting for your records, they're coming back to us because they're needing further information, i.e., you know, parents' names or an area that you was in before your time in care. So obviously,
yeah,
the more information I can get from you, the more we don't have to wait longer for the records.
Okay,
Miss Graham. So what will happen here is obviously we'll request for your records from your GP. And you know, the local authorities that placed you in care at the time. Once you've received them records, would you like us to share them records with yourself?
Yeah.
Obviously, I do know. Obviously, you're waiting for the records from your grandparents as well to come over to you, which
yeah,
would be handy as well, because obviously when we do you know, call you back and go through these records with yourself. You've got it in front of you as a kind of hard copy to for us to then cross-reference with yourself and see if we're needing any information or you're missing any information. So, yeah, it would be handy. So that's perfect. We'll organise that at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Graham. So from now until the end of this process, it is going to be taking around about 6 to 12 months from start to finish. Obviously, in that time, we'll be gathering your records, getting statements off you down the line in regards to exactly what happened. Obviously, I know that you've given us a brief statement from your time in care, but my specialist team, they'll be in touch with you to make a more full and in detail statement to put forward then with your case to the Scottish Redress Scheme. As I said, it does take around about 6 to 12 months for all this process to occur. But what happens is that your case is dealt with by an independent panel within the Scottish Government. So this is done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend anywhere.
Okay.
What we first and foremost like to do as a law firm is get an official apology from the Scottish Government for the wrongdoing for your time in care, but also fight for financial compensation for yourself as well.
Okay.
Okay. So before I do conclude this phone call, I just would like to go through the legal fees with yourself that my colleague, let's have a look. You've last spoken to Gemma.
Yeah.
I do apologise as well. Sorry, yeah. It's completely my bad. Gemma's left a note here saying that there's a password on your account of Roxy. That's just obviously confirmation that we are legitimately MMA legal. So I do apologise. I have missed that. On that is solely my bad.
Okay.
So, yeah, so just going to go through these legal fees with yourself. Gemma may have gone through them in that initial phone call. I just have to do it at my end for my compliance team. But once this is done, I'll formally ask you if you're happy to proceed with MMA Legal to represent you moving forward, and then I shall send you on your way to enjoy a nice Friday morning. Is that okay, Ms. Graham?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, Ms. Graham, so when it comes to the Scottish Redress application, you are applicable to three types of funding. Option one is that you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm to represent you, and that's just you gathering your own evidence and presenting your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is you can instruct a different solicitor or law firm in England or Scotland who participate in the Scottish Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they are paid £2,000 to deal with your case. So whether you win or lose the case, they do not charge any fees. With option three being ourselves, we are a private and independent law firm, so we work solely on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the case didn't go in our favour, we wouldn't come and chase you for any legal fees. We do not want to cause that, you know, financial burden or stress upon yourself. If and when the case does go in our favour, we do charge a percentage of 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage of 19.2%. Now, it doesn't matter on what compensation you may receive. We'll never come looking for more. We just want to be settled for what, you know, the time and work that's going into your case. So with all that being said, Ms. Graham, are you happy to proceed with MMA Legal as your law firm to represent you moving forward?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. And before I do let you go, Ms. Graham, is there any questions that you have for me at all?
No. Thank you, everything's covered just now.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah, save this number. As I said, my name is Aaron. And I'll be your point of contact if you know any questions or queries that do pop into mind. You're more than welcome to give me a call at any time.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Green, thank you very much for your time today. I do appreciate it, and have a wonderful day.
And you, thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.